And it's been used plenty.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Now here.
Oh boy.
Is what I use for Nutri.
Uh-huh. How long does it take you to skin a Nutri?
Oh, it don't take long.
A couple of minutes?
Just about. You see?
Yeah. That is...
Don't drop that on your foot.
Boy, now that's something nice there.
But now, like when we butcher a hog or a cow, we use this a plenty.
Stick him in the...
Yeah, and...
Did you ever make anything out of the blood of the hog? You made boudin. Did you ever make blood?
No.
Anything else?
Some of them did, but we never would save the blood.
Yeah.
Some of them would save that to put in the boudin.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't. We'd make our boudin out of ground meat and rice straight. That was all.
For your what?
For my old woman.
Your old lady?
Yeah, she don't cook anymore.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you talking with me.
Well, I appreciate helping you all I possibly can.
Well, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking with you. I hope so.
Now, you should have come earlier this morning. I was waiting for you here a little after sunup. You wasn't out of bed yet, I bet.
No, I got up. I got up at 7. I just didn't want to call too early. I didn't figure that y'all would...
Oh, man, yeah. I was ready long ago.
Well, I tell you what. I got some time this afternoon. I was going to go eat with Ms.
Oh, yeah.
Could I come back later on, say, about... I know you're going to have a nap, probably.
I won't be ready until about 1:30.
2 o'clock? I can come back at 2 o'clock. That's all right with you.
Okay.
Talk some more.
Okay. Winds up in Cameron. I think he leaves out around 2 or 3 o'clock. So he gets back here tonight about 10 o'clock after dark. Well, all that work's got to be done. And I got to take my time.
How you been?
Okay. Except last night they kept me up pretty late here. There was a wild cow for the family that had got away from him.
Yeah.
And she was on the road, and it was dangerous, you know. And some of the cowboys came here, and lucky I hadn't went to bed yet. I was here playing the madam. She had went to bed long ago.
Yeah.
And a fella come and knocked at the window, and he asked me, could he use my cow pen to try to pen this wild cow? They had a truck and a big trailer to load her up in, and I got a chute special built for that, you see. They backed the trailer up and opened the gate, and she's got to go in.
Uh-huh.
But they couldn't get her. I told them, I says, I'm not going out there to help you. And I says, y'all are welcome to use the pen.
Yeah.
So they couldn't get in the pen, and they had another boy there. That's a cousin of mine. He's a good cowboy, and he has got a good horse. So they tried to pin and couldn't, and she broke the run like that, so he took his horse out of the trailer, and he roped her after 9 o'clock. And they put her in the trailer that way. They winched her in. He's got a big winch on the front part of that trailer with the back end, you see, with a double door.
Yeah.
And they ride down to the ground, so they drug her in the trailer and went off. It was close to 10 o'clock.
Oh, I see. And they put her on the winch and it...
Yeah, got her in the trailer.
The winch went up?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, I see.
It didn't do that. But the flooring is right down just about this high, you see, and when she got there, her knee struck it, and she fell, and then part of her went in the trailer, so they just drug her in broadside. And after they got in there, they closed the back gates on the trailer. And it's all, it's got a steel pipe pin around it. Couldn't break it.
That, and you were up till, you were up till when? Till
10 o'clock last night.
Oh. Yearly.